grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation today are the last verses in the epistle lesson. Paul, writing to the Ephesians, prays for them, and in these words reminds them of his great love. Now to him who is able to do immensely more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends. A willingness to do good is a wonderful attribute. God bestows on us the ability to do what we can. Combined with a willingness to do it is the complete package. However, we realize that there are times when there are things we just can't do. And there are those things that we can do that we're really not willing to do because we're of a fallen generation. We're not motivated. We confess those things when we stand before God and say, I am not willing and able to receive your blessing. That reminds me of a longtime member of my church in St. Paul at Bethlehem. Rudy still ushered when he was over 90. There was a time when the doors were open for worship that Rudy was there. It didn't make any difference what kind of a service it was, Rudy was there. And when I would greet Rudy, I would say, Rudy, how you doing? And he would say, willing but not able. Willing but not able. Now, I never believed that of Rudy. Rudy did all that he could to glorify God with his presence and with his witness to those whom he greeted as they came into church. Members, non-members alike. He loved the Lord and he showed it. I came to realize that I must say the same thing. I'm a part of that fatally inflicted generation that has fallen in our human nature. In today's epistle text, the Apostle Paul reminds his readers that God is both willing and able to care for us and the whole Christian church. Although we are unworthy and undeserving of all that he does, Paul prays confidently that we may be strengthened by his grace, touched by his word and the sacraments. God's will is already recognized throughout Holy Scripture. For example, for you, O God, created all things, and by your will we exist. Revelation chapter 4. God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2. He is able to save those who draw near unto him in faith. Hebrews 7. Nothing is impossible with God. Luke 1. Yet nowhere is it more clearly stated than in that text I read to you a moment ago. Now to him who is able to do immensely more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us, to God be the glory. You see, God does care for us and provides the opportunity for us to grow in that grace. That's why we're here this morning. That's why he's tapped you on the shoulder and said this morning, time to get up, time to go to worship, time to touch God as he touches you. As weak and sinful mortals, We need God's grace to strengthen us every day. Like the plants in my garden need the heat and the rays of the sun to make them flourish and grow. They need God's rain to make them alive and produce. God's grace is here to nurture us as we struggle under the assaults of the devil in this wicked and corrupt and fallen world. Yet God is willing and able to rescue us through the life and death and resurrection of his Son. And so before us, as always, the cross remains secure. The cross stands as a testament of God's grace and love. If we came to the church and the cross was missing, we'd know something was wrong. We can also know something's wrong if that cross is missing in our lives. Not just because we wear one, but because we act in our community like that Christ has touched us. Touched us in holy baptism, strengthens us and feeds us in holy communion. God's word is true. Paul directs us to the source of this power through the Father Creator, as we're reminded in the Old Testament lesson. God's Son, the Redeemer, who comes to us each day of our lives, and the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, who tends us with his word of truth. The apostle in this text prays for the congregation he loved out of willing service for a confident care to the glory of God. God is with us. That's why we come here today and each and every time to meet, to praise God, to encourage one another. So that in sickness we may pray not only for our recovery, but that we may serve God and one another with the strength he offers. In difficult times, economically, we pray not only for material assistance, but that we might become good stewards, faithful to return to God those abilities that he has given us, gifts of aid to others, thanksgiving to God and the extension of his kingdom. When we have challenges and disappointments in life, we pray not only for ourselves, but for the needs of others. And in so doing, see that our needs are minimized and our burden lightened. All because we believe that God is willing and able to help in every situation. As in today's gospel, the Lord cared for his disciples, sending them ahead. They were crossing the lake in a boat when a storm came up. They continued to row but got nowhere until he walked out to be with them. And as he passed by, they saw him, thinking, "Who's that walking on the water?" We'd think the same as well. But he called out to them, "Don't be afraid, it's I." And when he got back into the boat, the wind stopped. And they continued their way in peace. May God's peace be pardoned in your lives. May that cross always before you in your eyes. May that cross be part of your life when you go from this place. And may you and all continue to say, "Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shoal. Chart and compass come from thee. Jesus, Savior, pilot me. To him be the glory, now and forever, because he's willing and able and grants that to us as well." In Jesus' name, amen.